Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlonFarmLife.com.
Hello and welcome to Farm View. Well, as usual, it's Kieran O'Connor here with your weekly farming programme. Well, on this week's very busy show, we'll feature this week's National Dairy Council Kerrygold Quality Milk Awards, which were held in Kilkelly earlier this week. I'll also have an update on Tierlon's Continental Cheese Plant at Bellevue, a joint venture between Tierlon and Dutch cheese company Royal Ayware. Plus, I'll talk to Waterford's recently crowned European ploughing champion, Thomas Buzang, and we'll hear from local power solar company's founder, Pat Smith. And plus, as always, we'll have our farming calendar.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlonFarmLife.com.
Well, the Tierlon Continental Cheese Plant at Bellevue up and running in 2024. So earlier I got a chance to talk to two people very much involved, Chairman of Tierlon, John Murphy, and Harry DeWitt, Director of Strategic Partnerships at Royal Ayware, part of the partnership of the Kilkenny Cheese Plant at Bellevue. First of all, Chairman John Murphy, you must be delighted with the way the partnership has worked so well.
Absolutely, yeah. This partnership, I suppose, we got together about 6 years ago, I suppose back during the Brexit times. We were looking for a new markets for our cheese, and we're looking to the continental side of cheese, which is kind of the first in Ireland. So we linked up with Royal Ayware, and they've been proven to be fantastic partners. We've been working very closely together over the last six, seven years, I suppose, at this stage. And we've got a plant up and opening earlier this year that's fairly advanced now in the commissioning stage, and it's going really well. So yeah, really successful partnership.
Obviously, like any new plant, getting it built at time and getting it built on budget, and you achieved all those goals.
Yeah, I suppose in Tierlon, and I know also in Ayware, we have a lot of experience of building plants across over many years. We worked in Glanby Co-op and in Tierlon itself. So yeah, I think it's always all kinds of issues when you start up. But this plant is going really well. The commissioning phase is going really well. We're on target, and you know, hope to open the full production in 2025.
And of course, supply issues has been difficult on the ground as regards supply. As regards supply for the plant going forward, what's your take on that?
Yeah, look, this has been a challenging year. I suppose the last couple of years we've been through a period of phenomenal growth. It's balanced out now, so we're kind of, I suppose, milk production has peaked. But no, we're optimistic. You know, we have enough milk for the plant. We suppose we have been sending milk out to third-party dairies over the last long number of years. That milk's coming back to us now. And we are seeing some sustainable growth among our current dairy farmers, and you know, and with some new entrants coming in as well. So don't really see it as a problem going forward. I'd be optimistic. You know, dairy is still the best game in town as a family farm business. It's always been a rewarding family farm business. It will continue to be. There has been a little bit too much negativity maybe in recent times, but I'd be very optimistic about the future of dairy in Ireland.
And continental cheese, obviously the whole Brexit has made a big impact on the whole cheddar business, but there's a huge potential of continental cheese on the continent, and especially dealing with a company like Royal Ayware.
Absolutely, well, continental cheese, I think is about four times more continental cheese consumed in Europe than there is cheddar, so that is the growing market. And as I said earlier, with Brexit, it's important that we open ourselves to the markets across Europe. So joining up with our partners here, Royal Ayware, I think it's been a win-win for both partners.
Now we're delighted to be joined by Harry DeWitt, Director of Strategic Partnerships at Royal Ayware. First of all, Harry, welcome back to Ireland.
Thank you. Yeah, it's always been a pleasure to be here. But I think since the start of this project, I've been here on a very regular basis and setting up together with the Tierlon colleagues. That's also how we see it. Setting up this project, making it work. And yeah, what John already mentioned, starting up beginning of this year. So so far, a nice, very nice journey.
What was the attraction for Royal Ayware getting involved with Tierlon?
Yeah, at that stage, so that is, I think, back 2017, 2018, Ayware was looking for expansion. As you know, Netherlands is a relatively small country. It was more difficult to get more milk. And we were looking for a place, a country somewhere where we had access, where we could get access to a high-quality milk pool. That's where we came into contact with Tierlon. And so the milk pool connection was important for us. And the second one was, if you have availability and access to milk, you can produce and you can also grow commercially.
Was the fact of grass-based milk in Ireland, was that an added attraction?
Yes. I think also back in 2017, 2018, grass-fed was one of the first, let's call it, elements where retailers were looking for in terms of sustainability. So this milk pool already had that. So yes, that helped for sure to make this combination work.
The range of cheese going to be produced at Bellevue in Waterford, will that be adding to your portfolio, or will it be much of the same of what you're doing? Will it be adding new range to what Rylea already produce?
It is more or less in the same portfolio what we already have. But what I already mentioned, if we want to grow commercially,
yes. Yeah,
we need to have access to more production. So the Gouda, the Edam and the Emmental that we're going to produce in this plant will help expand our sales worldwide.
So far, so good.
So far, absolutely so good, yes.
Well, Harry DeWitt, Director of Strategic Partnership at Rylea. Well, listen, great to talk to you. Delighted that it's working out so well. And to John Murphy, Chairman of Tierlawn, I'm delighted it's going so well. And it's only the very first year. He's looking forward to some very exciting years in the future for the Kilkenny cheese plant at Bellevue.
Yeah, this is just the start of the journey. And what already has been said, we are now in the first year, so working hard to get the plant up and running. Next year, going to let's say, full production. Yeah, and then really going to expand with this product worldwide.
Great to talk to you. Thanks.
FarmView with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
And welcome back to part two of FarmView. Now let's have a look at some items from our farming calendar. Turning to our livestock marts, busy period at the moment at marts right around the region. Waterford Ross Mart this Saturday, general cattle sale from 9. And don't forget the next weaning sale of Waterford Ross Mart is on Monday next at 5:30 on Monday evening next. Turning to Dungarvan Mart, general cattle sale every Monday from 11. While the next weaning sale at Dungarvan Mart is on Thursday next, and Thursday sale will also be the annual show and sale at Dungarvan Mart starting at 11:30 on Thursday. Usual classes, €1,200 worth of prizes. For entries and more information, contact Anne at Dungarvan Mart. Turning to Cashel Mart, Caelan was on to remind us that their show and sale is on this Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock this Saturday morning. Over 10 classes, €1,500 in price. For more information, contact Caelan at Cashel Mart. Turning to our farmer markets and country markets, top quality of farm fresh products available every week across the city and county. Saturday morning, Waterford Farmers Market, John Robert Square. We've Tremor Farmers Market, Priest Road, Tremor. Also, of course, Trabley Farmers Market every Saturday from 10 until 1. Sunday, Lismore Farmers Market, Castle Avenue, runs from 10 till 4. While on Thursday, Dungarvan Farmers Market, Grattan Square, always a hive of activity every Thursday from 9 until 2. While on Friday, you have Dungarvan Country Markets, Causeway Tennis Club and Abbeyside. Also on Friday mornings, Waterford Country Markets in St. Olaf's Hall. Medeligo-based Mobile Training are holding a Farm Safety Code of Practice half-day event. It's a health and safety course. It's online. It's on Thursday the 17th of October, starting at 7 in the evening. Courses, of course, are a core requirement for TAMS 2. For more information, contact mobiletraining.ie. And finally, a big event this weekend, the Cumrock Community Group Kilrossany Tractor and Vintage Run will take place on this Sunday. Of course, the funds raised here will be used for the upkeep of the Cumrock Crock Walk and also, of course, various other projects. Registration on Sunday is from 11 o'clock in St. Bridget's Hall, and the run will start at 1 p.m. sharp this Sunday, all in aid, of course, of the Cumrock Community Group.
FarmView with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Well, one of the big stories coming from our National Ploughing Championships at Retinisca just over 2 weeks ago, of course, was the European Vintage Championships, which were won by Waterford's own Thomas Buzine from Clashmore Kinsale Bag. So earlier in the week, I got a chance to talk to the man himself. First of all, Thomas, congrats, European champion.
Thanks very much, Kieran. We're delighted to have been competing in the Europeans, and especially right. For Waterford and for Ireland. And we're delighted to have got on so well.
Now, of course, last year you became Irish champion by winning the Irish Vintage 2-4 class. That meant that you were now representing Ireland. A fantastic achievement, first of all, to be representing your country.
Great achievement, Kieran, and especially this year because the Europeans was hosted by the Irish Vintage Ploughing Association, and it was run in conjunction with the National Ploughing in Retinisca. And just to mention also, 10 years ago, it was also ran in Retinisca, and a fellow Waterford ploughman, Liam Prendergast from Ballysagart, won the Europeans in the trailer class.
Right.
And 2 days later, Liam won the All-Ireland in the very next field in Retinisca. So I was delighted to follow in Liam's footsteps this year and do so well in Retinisca.
Just, and I've spoken to you before on this, particularly last year when you became national champion. When you see a young man like you involved in vintage, you might tell our listeners how he got involved in 2-4 of vintage and why.
Well, I love the old tractors and the old ploughs, Kieran, and it's kind of a cheap option to get into ploughing, and you don't have to have big expensive machinery, or you don't have to have big gear for transporting your tractor around. A Jeep and trailer would do, and that's why I like it. And it's not as competitive as as the other classes, and we have a great banter and crack, and we meet people from up and down the country, and we travel up and down the country, and we nearly know everyone. People in every county at this stage, and they know us, and we like it.
Of course, Tillage Farm is part and parcel. Your dad, Tom Bozang, renowned tillage grower and fantastic spring barley grower and malting barley grower. But you yourself, from a young age, you love to get involved with the tillage and with the tractor.
I always loved it, Kieran. I always loved the tractors and the tillage. And I worked for Dennis Howard of Howard Farms for 23 years up in Mallow. And we used to be always ploughing and all that kind of work. And I always loved it.
Now, to win a national title is one thing, but to win the European, obviously, you have people from all over the five nations, including Isle of Man. Then you had Germans, you had Netherlands, all the countries across Europe. A lot of pressure on, but it was a two-day event. So obviously getting a good start was crucial.
Getting a good start was crucial, Kieran. It was actually 3 days. The first day we had a practice match, and we were on very stiff ground. We were on winter wheat ground, and it turned over very bulky, and we were very worried. We said if we got this for the next 2 days, we'd really be in trouble. Nice. Well, everyone was in the same boat, but it just didn't plough well. And the following day, on the Tuesday, the first day of the competition, we got lovely ground, winter barley ground, and it was absolutely smashing. The one little hiccup I had was that my tractor got airlocked in the middle of the competition, and I had everything done to it service-wise, but still it got airlocked. They gave me time, they were very nice to me, and I got going again and done very well.
After day one, you were in a very good position. Were you very happy after day one, and did you know exactly where you stood? Because, as I said, as regards the competition, it was a two-day, so you were halfway there.
We were halfway there, Kieran. I was very, very happy, but you don't ever know where you stand. Things can go against you, and judges might see things a little different than you would, but we were very, very happy and delighted coming into the second day.
And are you giving your scores after day one? Did you know exactly where you stood and who was your nearest rivals at that stage? Was it just that you knew you had ploughed good furrows?
No, you get no scores on the first day of the Europeans, Kieran. It's all left to the last day. You don't know how you're doing. You just know by your own plot if it's what you'd like on the day.
When it came to the final, you'd completed your second day. You were satisfied with your second day. When the announcement came that you were European champion, must have been fantastic. And to have your family there as well. It's a day you'll never forget, Thomas.
I'll never forget it, Kieran. It was 6:30 in the evening, and we were all up, and it was a beautiful evening. And the cream of the crop were there from all the countries, and we were called out first. I was absolutely delighted.
And for your club, Clashmore Kinsale Bay, because you've kept it going over the years, the great James Coughlin, Jay Prendergast over the years as well, but keeping it going in a rural club like that, we saw that last year when you got the civic reception, what it means to people of Clashmore Kinsale Bay?
It means a lot for a little place like Clashmore, but like all other sports, Kieran, we need young people to keep it up and keep joining. And it's getting harder and harder to get people to come along. But if people are interested in the plough, just come along and have a go and have a chat with us. And it's a brilliant sport, great banter and great crack. And I really, really like people to start to join.
So obviously now you're taking a little bit of a break. But of course, the big one for you is your local, the Clashmore Kinsale Bay ploughing match. We're coming up the end of October.
Yes, Kieran, the last Sunday of October, 27th of October, you have the Clashmore ploughing match, which is my own local club. We have two Waterford ones ran already. We have Knockanore and Lismore, and in the new year then we'll have East Waterford, and that'll be the four clubs in Waterford taking care of them.
Well, Thomas, listen, on behalf of everyone in Waterford, you've done Clashmore, Kinsale Bay, your own family, first of all, Clashmore, Kinsale Bay, Waterford, and indeed Ireland proud. Your European Vintage 2-furrow mounted class champion, fantastic achievement. Congrats and joy, and listen, well done. You've done us proud once again.
Thanks very much, Kieran.
Well, one area of interest at this year's National Ploughing is the whole area of solar energy, indeed, the whole area of biodiversity and the whole area of sustainability. But one man with his finger on the pulse on this, the man who set up Local Power back in 2016, he's Pat Smith, founder of Local Power. Pat, Local Power, the whole solar energy business, has really taken off for you.
Yeah, Kieran, we set it up in 2016. Our focus was to help farmers and businesses reduce their energy costs and carbon emissions. Since then, we we've secured a lot of supports, particularly for the farming community. The department came out with a grant last year, a dedicated grant offering 60% for investment into solar PV on farms.
Now, as regards, you mentioned the grants there and 60% grant. If a guy invested in around 30, 40 grand, and you, before we came in here, you said you're advancing from 13 grand up for an investment for solar panels.
Yes, it depends on the farm size, yes, of what the energy has been used. The TAMS grant is very much related to the energy used on the farm or the home. So if you're using 10,000 kilowatt hours a year, they'll give you a grant for 10 kilowatts of solar PV. If you're using 50,000 kilowatt hours a year, they'll give you a grant for up to 50,000 or 50 kilowatts of solar PV. And the grant is a specific TAMS grant. It doesn't impact your other TAMS grants, okay, which is very important.
As regards the whole procedure, do you actually look to get the grant first, or do you install first and look for the grant?
The way we operate, a farmer or business touches base with us, but let's take a farmer. We'll get a little detail of him. We'll do a proposal for him based on the information that we have. We'll recommend what we think he should be doing. Then if that makes sense to him, we will basically put all the paperwork together for the TAMS application, make sure that that's done, and we'll also advise them and make the application for the grid connection, which is very important because the grid is a key part of this, and the grid is going to fill up, okay, unless there's major investment into the grid into the future.
Pat Smith, founder and of course managing director of Local Power. Thanks for talking. I'm delighted to hear that the agri sector have been such a huge player in the whole area of solar panels, both farmers producing themselves and the industry as well.
Thanks, Kieran.
And before we go on the racing front, good week again for Local Waterford Connections cross channel. It's that man again, Dungarvan jockey Trevor Whelan was in the winners' enclosure at Newmarket. While back home, knocking Butterstown trainer Henry de Bromhead saddled winners at Dundalk and also at Roscommon. While at the final race in Listowel at the Harvest Festival, Rock Gormack trainer Pat Flynn was in the winners' enclosure. Well, that's it for this week's programme. Once again, my thanks to Ollie for all his help in putting this week's programme together. And a reminder, next week we'll have a budget special when we look at the impact of this week's budget on the farming and agri sector. Well, that's it for this week's show. So from myself, Kieran O'Connor, goodbye for now. But hopefully I'll have your company again same time next week.
Farmview with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.